We come now to the final chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah, Isaiah 66. We'll read verses 1 to 14. The prophet's mind is going to eternity now, and he summarizes his message at the end of verse 14. This is the point he's making in these verses. The hand of the Lord shall be made known to his servants, and he shall show his indignation toward his enemies. There it is. He's going to save his people. He's going to judge his enemies. And the first half of this passage talks about his enemies and their religious enemies. They make sacrifices, but then they go back to their wickedness. You know, they're knocking out, they're checking the block. And they're going through the outward show of religion with no corresponding inward response. In fact, their hearts are given to do evil. Isaiah quotes God as saying to him that there's going to be an uproar in the city. He's going to judge them and bring recompense to people who actually are his enemies. Then starting in verse 7, we have a description not only of the church, but of why we should rejoice in her. It's not because she's doing so great now outwardly. He compares in verse 7 to 9. The church in this age is like a woman who's in the throes of labor. The baby hasn't been born, and the time of pain is upon her. That's a way of talking about the eternal glory that God intends for her. This is out of many tribulations. We must enter the kingdom of God, the Bible said. It's through trials and tribulation. It's compared to childbirth, but God's going to save her. And so the Bible tells us that we should rejoice with Jerusalem. Verse 10, that's talking about the church. The church is not impressive in the world. I don't think anyone would call this a gathering of cultural elites by today's standards. Oh, no, no, but God, but this is part of his church. It's where his eye is. It's where his blessing is. Do you realize of all the institutions of the world today, only the church will endure into the age of glory to come? Rejoice with her. Be glad for her, you who love her. He compares her to a mother who nurses children. And then he says at the end that this great statement, verse 12, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the nations like an overflowing stream. What a thing it is to be part of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are sinners saved by grace, but God is doing through us the work of the ages. It will last forever to his glory. Rejoice for Jerusalem. Well, let's give ear to God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1 of Isaiah 66. Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. What is the house that you would build for me, and what is the place of my rest? All these things my hand has made, and so all these things came to be, declares the Lord. But this is the one to whom I will look, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word. He who slaughters an ox is like one who kills a man. He who sacrifices a lamb like one who breaks a dog's neck. He who presents a grain offering like one who offers pig's blood. He who makes a memorial offering of frankincense like one who blesses an idol. They have chosen their own ways, and their soul delights in their abominations. I also will choose harsh treatment for them and bring their fears upon them, because when I called, no one answered. When I spoke, they did not listen. But they did what was evil in my eyes and chose that in which I did not delight. Hear the word of the Lord, you who tremble at his word. Your brothers who hate you and cast you out for my name's sake have said, let the Lord be glorified, that we may see your joy, but it is they who will be put to shame. The sound of an uproar from the city, the sound of from the temple, the sound of the Lord bringing recompense to his enemies. Before she was in labor, she gave birth. Before her pain came upon her, she delivered a son. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall a land be born in one day? Shall a nation be brought forth in one moment? For as soon as Zion was in labor, she brought forth her children. Shall I bring to the point of birth and not cause to bring forth, says the Lord? Shall I, who cause to bring forth, shut the womb, says your God? Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice with her in joy, all you who mourn over her, that you may nurse and be satisfied from her consoling breast, that you may drink deeply with delight from her glorious abundance. For thus says the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the nations like an overflowing stream. And you shall nurse, you shall be carried upon her lap and bounce upon her knees. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. You shall see and your heart shall rejoice. Your bones shall flourish like the grass. And the hand of the Lord shall be known to his servants, and he shall show his indignation against his enemies. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.